For this new session, let's go on a great mind adventure to visit one of the most wonderful, romantic places ever known. To achieve this best, I want you to relax and lie down. Sprawl on a sofa or lie on the bed if you can. Lie on your back with your arms spread out beside you. If you can't do that, then find a comfortable chair that will let you relax and drop your head. Ready? Close your eyes. Good. Take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. And now, breathe out slowly. Take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. Now breathe out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your head is heavy. Your whole body feels heavy, relaxed and heavy. You feel a little warm. Your breath is slow and relaxed. Your arms and legs are heavy. Now go inside, deeper inside. Come with me now to one of the most sacred places in the human collective psyche. It may only be an allegory. It may have been a real place. There's no matter. It's a place which lives forever in all our hearts. It's a place which inspired one tiny island people to become the most powerful nation and the greatest empire ever seen on Earth. This little country on the shores of the North Atlantic has all but given their language to our world. They are a people once noted for fanatical courage, inventive genius, flowing literature filled with poetry and brilliance, and an irreproachable integrity. I mean, England. But where we are going is more than that. I am speaking of the Isle of Avalon, from where King Arthur set forth to create his famous Round Table at the court of Camelot. The king and his knights of honor went out and traveled far and wide as needed to conquer evil and search the world for real, lasting romantic love. It's time to go there. Now, continue to breathe deeply and relax. We are going back into history, through the centuries, to a wondrous time when England was sung by its greatest bard, William Shakespeare. He described it as the Sceptred Isle, a blessed plot, a precious stone set in the silver sea. I wonder if he had Avalon in mind. I think he might have had. Let me first state plainly that Avalon is not in or even near Glastonbury in England. The King Arthur Lies Here hoax, perpetrated by medieval monks, was nothing more or less than a money-raising stunt. The story of Arthur, we know, comes from a medieval romance by Sir Thomas Malory, a masterpiece of imaginative literature, no doubt. But it's wrong. The real King Arthur lived 600 years earlier and far to the north, where his famous battles correspond well with place names on the Scottish border. There was an Arturius after the Romans left England. But the truth is, nobody knows who this legendary king was. Perhaps it's better not to know, just for once. So, let us leave behind the tourist myths and the tales that people desperately want to believe, and go in search of the authentic Isle of Avalon, where King Arthur came from. It doesn't have to be a real place. We can find it, perhaps, in another dimension, a little removed from our turbulent modern world. But it is not just a myth. That much is clear. Every heart and mind that comes to this story is filled with a real longing to go there, to be there, to share in the greatness it holds in trust for us all. The important thing is to keep alive a place of beauty, love, wisdom, and magic in your heart. Avalon is just such a place and will always be found deep within us all. Authenticating the archaeology will no more cement it in your heart than meeting King Arthur in person. What makes it live for you is what is within your own self. Only the highest honor, only the purest heart, the bravest of the brave, and the gentlest wisdom is permitted within the walls of Avalon. You have all these qualities. You know you have. You just need to remind yourself of it from time to time. Come with me now on a journey there. You can imagine yourself as a valiant knight, or a beautiful damsel, or a brilliant wizard. But don't lose sight of the fact that this is a land that bestows honor on everybody. Not just the high and mighty, but every scullery maid and stable lad too. Farmhands and blacksmiths, squires and apothecaries are all equal in Avalon. In Celtic mythology, Avalon is an earthly paradise. A land of plenty, where eternal spring, health, and harmony reign. In fact, the word Avalon means apple tree, and we can picture it as a land of generous crops and abundance, where no one starved or went hungry. To get there, we must first part the mists of our own minds. Breathe deeply now and slowly. Relax. Go deep within and find yourself on the path to Avalon. You know where it is. Of course you do. You will find yourself in a wooded valley. The trees are green and vibrant. They breathe out a good air with sweet oxygen. There is a misty, unfamiliar light, golden, magical, and ancient. you see a path before you. Walk slowly down the path. Listen for the sounds. Suddenly, you will hear a shout in the distance. Someone is in good spirits. Then there is the neigh of a horse to remind you we have slipped back through time. There are no motor cars or telephones here. Then the clip-clop of hooves, perhaps crossing a stone bridge. Finally, as you continue to walk, the mist clears and you see a sunlit, beautiful land. Everywhere is green and gentle. In a field in the distance is a farmer with a cart pulled by a worthy horse. It is full of hay. He waves. You wave back. This is a friendly place. Keep walking. You come to a crossroads. A flag is flying from a pole. It flutters gaily in the breeze. It's white with a large golden circle. Is that the symbol of the Round Table, perhaps? But then you see something else. A large stone covered in moss. It looks very old. There's a slot in one side. Suddenly, you realize it's the stone which held Excalibur. Oh, it's the very stone. They brought it here to stay in Avalon forever. The sound of horses' hooves comes again from behind. You turn around. A man on a beautiful silver-gray charger comes into view. He's not wearing armor, but wears a long red tunic. The horse is walking gently, but soon overtakes you. "Good day," says the knight and smiles. You smile back. The horse takes a mouthful of the grass at the roadside. No one here is in a hurry. "Are you looking for the court?" he asks. You nod. "Take that road," he indicates, pointing in the direction you've been walking. It's not far. But his path is to the left, and he spurs the horse. He waves, just like the Queen of England does, with the back of his gloved hand held up straight. Is this the place where the British royal family learned their famous wave? Who was he? Sir Lancelot? Sir Kay? He stops the horse and turns. "Sir Thomas, at your service," he says. It's as if he knew what he was thinking. But who was Sir Thomas? One of the knights of the Round Table? He doesn't appear in the stories, but what does that matter? Then it hits you. Sir Thomas Malory, the man who wrote the stories we know. It comes to you now that you're in a very special place. Time means nothing here. This is the heartland of romance and adventure. This is the place where courage, wisdom, love, and beauty are everyday matters of life. You feel a surge of transforming energy. You are among the people of Avalon, the men and women of Camelot. You are one with them. You walk tall towards the court. The sunshine is warm and gentle. The air smells of blossoms and sweet meadows. As you walk, everything you have ever dreamed of for yourself seems entirely possible. You are already in a magical place. Magic is in your life and will come to you again and again. It has never gone away, but now you will see it in your life everywhere. You can come back here often on an enhanced journey of the mind to rekindle the magic of childhood and your younger days when anything seemed possible. Shh! The sound of hooves comes again. This time, four of them, a party of knights. On an impulse, you slip behind an apple tree to watch them go by. You're not hiding, just standing aside to see them as they really are. One of them looks at you and smiles. They are aware of you. But you have no need to go up to them and start asking intemperate questions. You know why you are here. It's time to reflect, time to connect with higher energies, time to reawaken in yourself the feelings and beliefs that are your most noble, your purposes most dear. In this place, there is an air of expectancy, an energy, almost excitement. It's a place where the powers of the other world come down to ours and make their force felt. Things happen, good things happen. The river of healing flows through this place, and it's here to heal the world. You can take some of that energy back with you, some of that feeling, a sense of power and urgency. You can help transform our world today as they did back then. Whoa, shh, there are more hooves. This time coming from the castle. Through the gate emerges a knight and his lady. He is on a fine roan charger and she on a white palfrey. A palfrey is a small horse which rambles slowly and gently. It suits her. They ride close together and can touch each other, which they do from time to time. They are lost in each other's eyes. They don't notice you. This is love of the purest kind. There is love here. Romance and love, as well as courage and integrity. Maybe love comes best to those who show courage and integrity. Isn't that what they say? Here's food for thought, nourishment for the mind. Rather than go to the court and join the wine and food cheer, you decide to walk alone, to think, to reflect, to work on your inner being. So you turn aside among the flowers and trees in blossom to find a riverbank. There you sit down by the quiet waters and picture yourself as you really are. It's hard to remember, back in our world, that the real you has all the magic and might of this place. But for the time of your birth, you could have been a knight errant. Yes, even a woman. No need for ladies to go swinging a sword. But as a woman, you have so much power among the men that they do everything for you. You are the source of the goodness and light. The men are its messengers. Listen, it's the sound of gently flowing water. A dog barks in the distance, just for a moment. This is the most wonderful place to be in all the conscious universe. Yes, you know Avalon is a dimension of the heart that you can't see. It's beyond the mind in the realm of eternal life and being. Now you have been here, you will be able to connect with it in our world. It's there. It's always been there, just behind a curtain, just out of reach, but it's there. Yours to return to any time you like, any time you need magic, love, courage, integrity, and something sacred. All you have to do is reach out humbly and ask. Whenever dark feelings such as fear strike your heart, ask for the courage of Avalon. Whenever you are uncertain what is right, what is wrong, just ask for the wisdom of Avalon. If love does not inform your life every day, then ask for the romance and beauty of Avalon. It is yours to hold and cherish always. In Avalon, you cannot fake it or dissemble. You must be genuine. You cannot pretend a life here. This is for real. All things you do that are not the true you, on your true quest in this world, should be gently allowed to drop from your life. Picture your own sword like Excalibur. It shines, it is keen, it will allow no argument. But it is not to be used to hurt good folks and true. It is to cut through the nonsense with which we surround ourselves, to kill the dragon of sloth and dishonesty. We must be true to ourselves. The kingdom of the soul is all we have. Nothing in this earthly plane is ours. Only our self and our true nature belong to us. All else is fake, destructive, and the knights you have seen will find it out and cut it down if you don't do it for yourself. From this day, know that nothing is beyond you. Nothing is beneath you. If it needs to be done, you can do it. You are a force in this world with powers that have never even been dreamed of in our scriptures or books of psychology. And you can smile the smile of Avalon every day. Smile at your work in whatever you do. Look inwards at least once a day and flash the Avalon smile. You have been here. You have seen the land of honor, love, integrity, and great courage. With these qualities alone, you can transform the world. Use them. Never waver from your purpose, as you know the knights you have seen never would. I'm going to leave you for a few moments now. Leave you to surrender to the spirit of Avalon. Let it infuse you, body and mind. Let the energies of this place surge and fill every part of your being. Relax. Enjoy, find healing, find love, know compassion, and know wisdom. Now, there is one important thing you must do before you leave this lovely place. I want you to go now and seek an audience with Merlin, the magician. He's here. In fact, he's waiting for you. He knows you are here. If you turn around, you'll see he is behind you. He walked up quietly while you were reflecting. He comes towards you. Feel Merlin's power, the surge of energy you feel in his presence. What is it a wizard has? What strength that even worldly kings bow to its majesty? He's in touch with a world far greater, far sweeter and far more insightful than ours. He knows things that are beyond the time and space of our world. You can feel it in his very presence. Now I want you to ask him the most important question in your life. What is it that you need to do right now to begin on a path that will lead you to your dream of love and plenty in the coming years? He will tell you what you should do. You must listen. You must do as he says when you come back to our reality. This introduction is my gift. Don't waste it. Always ask him when you come here. He will share with you his love and wisdom, which will help you to make wise choices back at home in our time and our reality. So I will leave you in silence for a few moments more while you converse with Merlin and get your precious answer. Now we are going to go home. But remember what I said. Avalon is right there, beside you, always. It's no journey home. You step out of Avalon right into your own life, where you're sitting or lying. Find yourself lying on the bed or sofa, and in your mind's eye, look back and see Avalon. Merlin is waving goodbye. You can still reach out and almost touch him if you choose. Finally, let the curtain close. He's gone, but he's still there. To finish, let me return to Shakespeare's This England poem about the Blessed Isle. These are the immortal words he put in the mouth of Richard II, Act 2, Scene 1. We can pretend he was talking about Avalon for sure. Then it all makes sense. This royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of majesty, this seat of Mars, this other Eden, demi-paradise, this fortress built by nature for herself against infection and the hand of war, this happy breed of men, this little world, this precious stone set in the silver sea, which serves it in the office of a wall or as a moat defensive to a house against the envy of less happier lands. This blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this Avalon.